Lincolnshire.
Now, have a listen to this. You need dedication. You need a steady hand if you want to be part of the team. There are nine of them working together.
It's getting down an hour 20 for stop. But I'll stop only on 104, KFE 1003, request PLB.
Quite a large formation with everyone on the wing as we come in for the first manoeuvre, the big battle to Diamond Loop. Smoke on here as we're getting ready for the loop. About 350 knots on the pull up. Up to 3.5 G's.
6, 7, go!
It sounds like a Red Arrows display. But this is the virtual Red Arrows team. How best to describe this? On your computer, you're watching nine virtual Red Arrows flying in formation, carrying out the manoeuvres, using the red, white and blue smoke. You are watching a Red Arrows display. But it's not just a fancy computerised set display that somebody has made. The virtual Red Arrows tell me, it's hard to believe, but they say, this is how it works, they say that each of the nine aircraft is controlled by an individual sitting at home with a joystick somewhere in Europe. Some of the pilots are in the UK, some in Sweden, one in Norway, one in France, one in Bulgaria. They train together for hours every week to get to the standards they need to get to. Chris Ellis is from the Virtual Red Arrows. Have I got that about right? Is that what happens?
It is. Good afternoon, William. It is just about right. There's nine of us from around Europe, and we sit in front of our computer screens in lounges, bedrooms, wherever we are, and fly essentially the Red Arrows displays.
So what has each pilot got in front of them?
Typical PC, some of them not even top of the range. Obviously quite big monitors. You have the vision, we have the joysticks, which are provided by our sponsors, and we have a head tracking system where actually when we're moving our head left, right, up and down, you're actually inside the cockpit, you're looking around in the cockpit left, right, up and down. So essentially when you're flying close formation, you need to look at the planes around you. You can be turning your head left and right and up and down, and it simulates that within the simulator.
So I still find it hard to understand. So you are flying up against in formation with the other pilots who are scattered all over Europe, and they're doing the same, looking at where you are. You're looking at where they are.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, essentially everybody's looking at the plane up the front, which is Red One. He leads us around, so we don't actually look, apart from takeoff and landing, once we're in formation on Red One, we don't look anywhere else apart from references we have with Red One.
And is Red One somebody doing it as well? Red One's not sort of part of a computer system or anything?
No, Red One is flying the complete display from takeoff to finish, looking for ground references, making sure we've got the right power, making sure we've got the right roll rates and loop rates and things like that. So he's concentrating as much as we are, but he can't see anything behind him. So he's completely trusting us and we're completely trusting him.
I never knew you did this, and you've been around for a few years now doing this. Is the technology really good enough to let you all join up at the same time with no glitches and no delays?
It is. I mean, as you can imagine, we started 8 years ago. We founded the team in 2005, and we did our first main displays around about 2007. So obviously, internet technology has changed a lot since then. But even one of our pilots at the moment, his home connection has a problem. So he's actually flying 3G on his mobile phone connected through to his PC. So it's good enough to do it on a 3G phone.
So you don't get somebody going, well, it looks all right from where I am here in Bulgaria, and somebody else in France going, well, you look like you're miles off.
We have had that sometimes. I used to fly Red 8, and Red 2 was flying in front of me, and he used to have internet problems, and I used to just completely ignore him bouncing around everywhere and just concentrate on Red 1 all the time.
And so when you say you practice for displays, how do you put on a display?
Essentially, it's streamed live over the internet. So as an example, we did a few displays at Duxford last year, and we've done live streaming.
Really at Duxford?
I was at Duxford.
You were there? Okay.
Yeah, I was there, and we had two PCs or three PCs set up, and people can come and actually try out and fly in the Hawk and other aircraft. And fly around and try and simulate the Red Arrows, essentially.
Because the difference is, it's not not a game. You're not flying a game, are you? You are
flying a plane, essentially. Yes.
Well, you're not, but that's what it looks like.
It is, yeah. I mean, essentially, with the technology we have now, is we're in the cockpit. We flick every switch, we turn every dial, we start the aircraft completely from scratch, as if we were sitting in a real life Hawk. As you heard from the clips there, that we simulate real air traffic control communications, a communication between the pilots. So when you
simulate air traffic control, is there somebody in air traffic control?
There isn't. I mean, if somebody simulates that, we essentially control the airspace around the display field. As an example, there's an air show, a virtual air show coming up in 2 weeks' time called VFAT, and they control the airspace. And there's multiple teams from around the world get together to do their own individual displays. And it's all very coordinated, and we essentially have our time slot. We take off on that time slot. We do our display, so they control the airspace.
And just to try and put it in some kind of perspective about how detailed this is and how much you train, you all get together, is it two or three times a week?
Three times a week, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, yeah.
For how long?
Typically, it's between 2 and 3 hours. So flying time is around about an hour and a half to 2 hours. But there's debriefs. So we do two practices. We tend to do two full shows. So we do a full show around about 30 minutes flying time. Then we'll debrief and watch that back. Then we'll make adjustments, corrections, and we'll fly another full show and debrief that. So it's typically 9 hours a week, every single week.
Are you looking for any other pilots to join you at the moment?
Yeah, so now we're always recruiting, and we've got 9 active pilots at the moment. Actually, 2 of them joined the team this year, and one very recently, around about July this time. So he spent the last 6 months training. So we're actively looking for recruitments, and there's a recruitment page on our website.
And the displays you fly, they are based on the actual Red Arrows displays?
They are, yeah. So the display we're flying in 2 weeks' time at this air show is the 2009 show routine. And we picked that one particularly because it's got most of the Reds' famous formations, things like Big Battle, Phoenix, Diamond 9, and obviously the Jippo side of things with the Heart, with the Synchro Pair and Jippo Roll and Jippo Break. So we find it the most dynamic show to fly, and actually the most visually dynamic show watching it from the ground as well.
And are you all fans of the Red Arrows, or is it more likely you are fans of flight simulators?
Very much fans of Red Arrows. We quite often get together over here in the UK or Europe if we can, to watch the Reds display. It's a good social thing for us as well. But we're pretty much all Red Arrows nuts, so we like watching all the videos, and we do a lot of analysing of the videos and the communications to make sure we get it right as well. So you have to be a fan of Red Arrows, essentially, to do 9 hours training a week on this thing.
Yeah, I mean, do some people know what you do, say, are you going to go and play your Red Arrows game? Does that wind you up a little bit?
Yes, it's not a game, it's a simulator. Yeah, we do get that a lot. I've had a few people, and I've actually had a few comments. I do quite a lot of training, and a lot of people, and discuss this as one of my hobbies. And a lot of people say, oh, that's really cool, that's amazing you can do that. And we never, like you never knew that you could do this thing over a computer and stream it live over the internet.
And do the Red Arrows know about you?
We do, yeah. Although they do, sorry. We've got a few of the pilots.
You're getting a little bit confused there, Chris. Who's the real Red Arrows and who's not?
Yeah, we're the real ones, of course. Yeah, we've got a few of the pilots that are following us on Twitter and Facebook, and we've got some connections with some of the Blues engineers as well. We've got a few of our friends are engineers in the RAF and various forces. So they know about us, but there's no official affiliation or anything going on there.
Right, well, I'm going to keep an eye on you. I want to come along to your next display. The thing, I don't need to go anywhere. I can just be at home and watch your next display, can't I?
You can too.
VirtualRedArrows.com. Have a look on there, or search for Virtual Red Arrows on YouTube, and you can see some of the past displays. Chris, thank you very much. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, William. Take care.
Amazing. I mean, it's not a game. I mean, the amount of time they spend training for this. It is amazing. Here's a little bit more.
You will see all the aircraft rejoining in the 9-arrow formation.
Clear to land runway 04. Without Roger, circuit clear. Clear to land runway 04. Surface wind 205, Civitix 12 knots. Clear to land runway 04, Red Arrows.
On behalf of the entire Virtual Red Arrows organization, we would like to thank you all for your continued enthusiasm towards our display.
They display as the Red Arrows, sitting wherever they are across Europe. That's amazing. It's 13 minutes to 6 on BBC Radio Lincolnshire. Now, maybe this is the first of many we're going to see in Lincolnshire this year. A couple from Lincoln have decorated their house and their garden in Christmas lights. This is actually at Bracebridge Heath. First one we've seen this year. They're doing it to raise money for a cause close to their heart. This is David and Anne Goodham, who live at Bracebridge Heath. They're hoping to get lots of people to stop and have a look at their decorations. BBC Radio Linkage's Callum McKenzie has been to have a chat with them.
8 years ago, my wife lost her parents on the A16 car crash and the air ambulance attended. So we decided to raise funds for the air ambulance because it's a self-raising project.